As feed grain prices soar because of the drought in the US, chicken meat producers in Australia are bumping up their prices. Officially, a 5% rise is forecast, but at least one independent retailer says the cost of chicken meat will double from next week. Serena Locke reports.
Chicken has become the favourite protein for Australians for a few reasons. We now eat double what we did 30 years ago, an average of 43 kilos a year.
I'm buying a lot of chicken at the moment. I've got to eat chicken than fish. I've been said that I've had diabetes too, so I'm kind of not eating as much red meat.
How do you find the cost of chicken?
I shop around. That's why I'm here this morning.
But consumers are about to pay more for chicken as producers pass on higher feed grain costs. The Australian landscape is dominated by seven large producers, but the top two, Byada and Inghams, supply 70% of the meat market. Those two companies are vertically integrated, meaning they make their own feed and own the entire chain of production from chick hatchery to slaughterhouse, making it easier to pass on cost increases. Vivian Kite, Deputy Director of the Chicken Meat Federation.
Grain prices have increased significantly over the last 3 months. On the back of forecasts of very heavy drought impacts on the US corn crop. For example, we've seen wheat prices here increase by about $100 a tonne over the last 3 months, and that represents an increase of around 30%, perhaps even more. Feed costs make up around about 65 to 70% of the cost of producing a live chicken. So taking all of that into account, we would expect that this surge in feed grain prices will push chicken meat production costs up by about 5%.
Australia's largest chicken meat producer, Byada, says in fact they'll need to pass on 40% price rises. Managing Director Simon Camilleri.
It all depends on supply. If there's a shortage of supply, it could raise between 10 and 40%.
How long do you think that price increase would go on for?
Well, the outlook on grain is we're going to have high grain costs till at least, April, May next year on the futures. That's what it's telling us. So it could last for as long as 6 or 9 months.
Is Byada covering the cost of production for chicken meat at the moment?
No, we're not.
And will you be able to cover it if you put your prices up by up to 10 to 40% next week?
Well, we should be able to cover it depending on the level it does go up by.
But after a glut of chicken meat in the past 3 months, the price for consumers is going to appear much greater. Michael Bardotti runs a fresh food market in Wollongong and he says it's more like double.
I'm told it could go up as much as 100%.
Your chicken meat is already quite cheap.
Already very cheap. Yeah, we're on promotion this week with it. But we probably go to around, I'd say, sit around about $10, $11 a kilo more than likely.
Michael Bradotti says consumers will swing to beef.
Oh, immediately. And the reason that will happen because at the moment red meat, there's an oversupply of Australian red meat, which therefore the demand will switch off white meat, the chicken, it'll go over to the red meat, and that'll take up the slack and the demand for chicken will drop off and the price should drop back.
If you need something and you need it, well, yeah. I mean, I'm retired, so I know it does play on the budget, but we all have to eat, don't we?
A shopper in a Wollongong fresh food market. Ending Serena Locke's report.